This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue in the third book of the Psalter, finishing up Psalm 78 and then getting into Psalm 79 with judgments on Egypt, God's patience tested. He chose David. How long, O Lord? And we give you thanks forever. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Holy God, holy and most gracious Father,
have mercy on us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the
A reading from the Gospel of Mark, the 10th chapter. And as he was setting out on his journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother." And he said to him, "Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth." And Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You lack one thing. Go, sell all you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." Disheartened by the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace are ours this day from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
So one day, a young man, often called the rich young ruler, comes to Jesus, kneels before him, and says, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Now, right off the bat, it's a fascinating question. The assumption is that he can do anything. What must I do? And Jesus responds to him and names several of the commandments of the law. And the young man, full of himself, of his pride, says, "Well, yeah, I've done all of that. All of those things I have kept since I was a boy." And Jesus looks at him and says, "This one thing you lack. Sell all that you have and give it to the poor and come and follow me." And the young man walks away sad because he had great wealth. We don't know what happened to him after that. There's legends and there's stories, but the truth is we don't know any more than what the text gives us. And we know that almost 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ spoke squarely to a young man who walked away from him because he had a lot of stuff. Now, there's a sermon here somewhere about the nature of possessions and the many ways we need to be able to let go of those things and hold them lightly, because the things we own can end up owning us. And that's a good sermon, but it's not the one for today. It's not the one for you. And I know it doesn't apply here because I have reviewed the district salary guidelines. And I know you are in no danger of great wealth. You are in no danger of having great possessions. In fact, many of you have already done this. You've walked away from lucrative careers. You've walked away from places where you could have made more money or had more stature or had more. I don't have to talk to you about financial sacrifice. You've already done it. You're sitting here. You've made it this far through Greek. You know a little bit about sacrifice. And yet there's this conversation that happens every few years in our church body where we start to talk about just how hard it is to become a pastor. We talk about how long it takes, how much it costs, how you have to uproot your family, how you have to move from place to place, and then we're going to move you for vicarage, and we're going to move you back, and we're going to send you who knows where. Probably Siberia, but don't get too worried yet. Can we not somehow make it easier? The truth is that following Jesus takes sacrifice. Matthew is not Saint Matthew if he doesn't give up on tax collecting. James and John are not sons of thunder if they don't leave boats and nets and their father behind. Saul does not become an apostle if he doesn't exchange a lucrative career for a few prison cells along the way. Following Jesus means sacrifice. every time. And you've made that sacrifice, and you're to be commended for that. Well done. But let me be real, real honest with you. This is the easy part. This is only the beginning of what you will sacrifice in ministry. You will give up sleep as you hold vigil with the dying as their last hour draws near. You will miss dinner, you will miss family events because you need to be there. You will watch sometimes helplessly as your members hurt one another, as families get torn apart for the most ridiculous of reasons, or worse yet, sometimes for no reason at all. You will bury dear friends, and you will be the one to proclaim comfort and peace in the gospel of Christ when all you really want to do is to cry and mourn and wail yourself. You will endure members who will lash out at you and become angry, not because of anything you've done, but because you're the only one in their life safe enough for them to lash out at. You will sacrifice. And getting here is only the beginning of that. And you'll do it gladly for the same reason that we all do it. Because we know that eternal things matter. Because we know that there is no other hope in a broken and dying world than the cross of Jesus Christ and his death and resurrection. Because we know if we're really, really honest, and we have no other choice but to be, we haven't kept all these things since our youth. We screwed up and we do it regularly. The rich young man was lying to himself and lying to Jesus just like we do. And so we find ourselves where the things that we try so desperately to hold on to, whether they're physical things, whether they're wealth, whatever they are stripped away from us and we're left with empty hands. But as one of my professors reminded me, many years ago, those are the only sorts of hands that can be filled. And thanks be to God, they are. In the death and resurrection of Christ, our sins are forgiven, and so we let go of temporary things. We move across the country repeatedly. We go wherever it is the Lord of the church sees fit to send us, and we care for his people with our heart, mind, and spirit, and all that we have, and let go of everything else. We lay it aside because we know in the end, when our last hour comes, we will let go of temporary things once and for all, and open our eyes to an eternal reality. And we will hear our Savior's voice speak to each of us, "Well done." God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen.
I cry to you, O Lord. Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with the Holy Spirit.
My mouth is filled with your praise.
And with your glory all day.
Every day I will bless you.
And praise your name forever and ever.
By awesome deeds you answer us with righteousness. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And all that is within me, bless his holy name.
He redeems your life from the pit.
And crowns you with steadfast love and mercy.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
Let us pray. O Lord, grant us wisdom to recognize the treasures you have stored up for us in heaven, that we may never despair, but always rejoice and be thankful for the riches of your grace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O Lord, our Savior, who has warned us that you will require much of those to whom much is given, grant that we, whose lot is cast in so goodly a heritage, may strive together the more abundantly to extend to others what we so richly enjoy. And as we have entered into the labors of other men, so too labor that in their turn other men may enter into ours, to the fulfillment of your holy will, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I thank you, my heavenly Father, bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.